cruise right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotti and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Yo!
$18 million.
There he is.
How you doing, Marco?
I am doing great.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. I thought I was going to be late here tonight because I was invited to a pizza parlor that wood-fired pizza. And they all said, hey, Tommy, you got to come out here and check this joint out. It's on Broadway in Redwood City, California, folks. And I got there about 10 minutes to 6, never knowing that there's got to be 120 people inside and out, and people waiting going towards on Broadway and Main Street. I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are they giving away here? I thought it was their opening night. Wrong. They've been there for about a couple of years now, and I've just been made aware of it. And I've got to tell you, yummy, yummy, yummy for the tummy. It is dynamite. Wow.
Dynamite.
Unbelievable, Marco.
Better than TC?
Yeah. Or, yes, indeedy, TJ.
The one we don't eat at.
When you come out, I got to take you there. Met the owner.
Okay.
They're nice people. I mean, it is just off the hook, guys. Just off the hook. And another note. I was over there to see my dentist today, Dr. Robert Savage, S-A-V-A-G-E. And you guys know that I love Michael Savage. I never talked to him about if he was a relative or not, but, you know, I used to broadcast in the same seat and studio up in San Francisco when we first started. Remember that, Marco?
Yeah.
Yep. So I got to tell you a story. I go see him today, and because he's doing some work on my teeth, and the guy is just, wow, man. I mean, he just got his stuff together, okay? That's Dr. Robert Savage right there on Birch, right on the corner of Birch, and I think it's Hopkins. But nevertheless, or Webster, I don't know, one of the two. But he's the only one that's straight above board and honest and there to help the people, and he puts in the time for it. So in any event, I had – and you two people who called me from last week's show and saying, hey, we called, they were both from Redwood City, and they couldn't get in. They got a recorded message or something. And sometimes, you know, he's so inundated with customers and people that sometimes the girl who assists him up in front, because he's got some great gals that work with him, they get busy, okay? So give him another shot. Give him another chance. Just keep on calling somebody or just leave a message, as she told me today, and they will get back to you. Just mention the show, and he'll guarantee take care of you and even might give you a little discount. You know what I'm talking about. Doc, if you're listening, take care of them, will you? All my listeners around the globe, and in particularly here in the Bay Area, we always give a shout-out for some people and all the people that take care of my listeners. I'm indebted to you guys forever. Well, listen, folks, I'm just pumped right now. I feel mellow, yellow, jello, and it's not the pills that the doc gave me. It's just life, folks. I'm just feeling so good. What's going on with the company? What's going on with life? We're trying to get rid of this stupid weather, and boy, I'll tell you, East Coast got bombarded. We were bombarded. By the way, Eureka, guess what happened? California is not on the list of a drought any longer. I wonder why, folks. We've been inundated. Oh, my God. I never seen so much rain since I came out in 1962 from Brooklyn, New York. But I'll tell you what, we needed it. And well welcome no matter where. And I'm sure all across the country, they've had hellacious winters, folks. But you know what? We're going to get through it all. Okay, we left last week by hearing half the story of Mike down there in Florida. Do we have Mike with us tonight, Marco?
We got Mike with us.
Okay. I want to ask you something. Is Rocky with us tonight?
He certainly is.
Well, you know what? I'd like to talk to Rocky first because he's like my brother from another mother. Why don't you tune him in real quick?
Here comes Rock. Swede's on, too.
Oh, Swede, too.
Hey there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, put
them
both on
the
at the same time.
Boys.
Birds of one stone.
B-fams.
Hey. You're not B-fams at all. You're the 18. What are you talking about, Swede?
He's on there, too.
Hey there.
Hey, Rocky. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Swede, how
I'm
are
doing
you?
Doing great.
Swede on? Well, if Swede isn't on, he's here and he's got his ears on for sure. Rocky,
he's
how's
snoring.
Things? How's the family?
He's snoring right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Rocky, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how's everything down there in Arkansas?
Everything is really going good, and it looks like we may have a break from the rain for a little while ourselves.
How's that new house? It's finally done?
It's done. We still got yard work and stuff like that to do, but we're having to wait for the rain to go away and for it to dry out a little.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's been hellacious all over the country. By the way, for those of you who don't know who Rocky is, he's the only guy that I've ever met that was in a wrestling rink and fought a bear. You heard right, folks. Rocky was in a wrestling rink and fought a bear and won. And don't believe me. Tell them where they can go on YouTube and see it.
Just type in my name. Go to YouTube and type in Rocky Slavens.
Okay, that's Slavens,
should
folks.
Pop up.
Capital Slavens, right?
Right.
Okay. By the way, Rocky is in a couple of our movies. Rocky came to fame with us. Oh, gosh, Rocky, how many years ago? 11?
Yeah, I was trying. At least.
Okay. Yeah. You got to understand something, folks. I'm going to tell you a little inside story real quick before we get in to see you and talk to Mike down there in Florida. I had got a letter that was from the CIA to the FBI. and it mentioned Rocky's name and his dad and this other gentleman who sent me it, stating that if he didn't mind his P's and Q's, they were going to take him out with prejudice. Remember that, Rocky?
Yes, extreme prejudice.
Extreme prejudice. You're right. So I told him about it. I met with him, and he didn't talk to nobody back then. And we went back there. It was Youngblood and TJ and myself, and he owns a pizza parlor back there. And there was C4, the nuclear plant, right, Rocky?
Right.
Which is not there any longer, or it's inactive. But I'll tell you straight up, folks, they were experimenting on something. And Rocky had to be the victim of that something one night. And just for the hell of it, if you would appease me, Rocky, because I don't have that much time here tonight, but would you be kind enough to tell my listeners who are new listeners and refresh the memory of some of the older listeners around the globe exactly what happened that night and what you did to this creature?
Well, it was quite some time back, but me and my dad, my brother, and a guy named Dennis, we were all out in the woods, and, well, I had walked away from the camp to go to the bathroom, and I was having trouble getting my light to work, and when it flashed on, I got out away from camp a ways. When I finally got my light to come on, all I saw was a big, ugly face. And the big, ugly face came at me. And, I did the only thing I could do. I whipped out my old .454 Casull and fired 3 rounds before it slammed into me. The gun was being carried down the hill and getting squeezed pretty hard. He felt like he was about to cave my ribs in. Anyhow, I've reached back and laid hands on my old K-bar knife and introduced him. I tried to take it out with extreme prejudice, but I got thrown down the hill. And my dad, my brother, and Dennis had heard the shooting, so they come charging off down that way. They found me laying down at the bottom of the hill, covered with blood, and none of which was mine. But anyhow, we decided that discretion was the better part of valor, so we jumped in the trucks and got out of there.
So leave it at that.
We went back.
Hold on. Leave it at that. We'll have you back next week to tell the other side of discretion being valor, as you call it. And, folks, I'm going to tell you something. This is a true story. This is a story that's in 2 of our movies. I believe it's in the last one, too, isn't it, Rocky?
I believe it is.
Yeah. And you'll get to hear a testimonial from him that comes with passion and compassion and will tickle your fancy, and you'll say to yourself, my God, no wonder why these people who have encounters with these creatures, they live with it for the rest of their lives. Rocky, say hello to everybody for me, and when Swede decides to wake up after having so much of that Jack Daniels and Coke, tell him I said hello to him. And we're gonna bring out right after the other side of the commercial. We're going to bring Mike from Florida. Thanks so much, and say hello to the family for me, would you?
I'll do it.
Okay, pal. See you soon, too. By the way, Marco, Bill, let's pay some bills.
Yeah.
Go to commercial.
You got it. 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotti and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back. And
you
just
know,
let
Bill,
you know,
I gotta
Dom,
tell you a story. I can never
Bob
get enough of
too.
That little ditty that you put together for two or three different reasons, and I want to tell everybody out there about it. Number one, you, folks, you just got to hear some testimony from Minnesota, upstate New York, Texas, Georgia, and Florida, all in that ditty. That proves, forgive me, but it proves that these creatures travel all over this nation and all over this world, just known by different names. And I'll tell you straight up, when I hear these stories, especially the one that Mike Sells, he talks about it there, and he says... It was something that he's never seen before. He's dead, folks. He's the guy that brought us to Texas, a place called Paris, Texas, where the Campbell's Soup Factory is. And out there, out in the, what's the name of that land and where the land of engineers are all out there, Tommy?
Yeah, God, sure.
What was it called?
Lamar Point and... I can't think of the name of the engineer site is, but it was Lamar Point.
Yeah, Lamar Point. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. We put that town on the map, A, B, after we were there. My gosh, that one night, the reporter from, I don't know, it was ABC, NBC, Bob, something or another came out. Ex-Navy SEAL, folks. He comes out with us kind of laughing. Man, you guys, there ain't no such a thing as a Bigfoot. Before the night
tell
was
Bob
over.
And Job, Tom.
What happened? What did he do, TJ?
Remember Java Bob?
Yeah.
Well, he's on the phone with us tonight. He remembers, I'm sure.
Hey, JB, you there?
How you doing?
Hey, good to hear your voice. Ladies
Happy
and gentlemen,
good to be able
Bob.
To speak.
Yeah, wow. Long time no hear, pal.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get long in the tooth.
Well,
coming
Bob,
up on your birthday, Bobby. Coming up
that's
on your
right.
birthday.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah,
it is coming up, huh?
Tell everybody listening, when we were out there in Paris, Texas, that day and night when it had all those footprints of the creatures, the foot tracks, and what did that ex-Navy SEAL, the reporter, what did he do? Didn't he get in front of our camera or his own camera and say what?
He certainly did. He sure did. We got it on tape. It's on the first movie.
Yep.
Yep, one of your first DVDs out there. Anybody can buy the DVD and see it.
It's unbelievable, folks. And every time we've gone out there to Paris, Texas, folks, and Bob, Lamar Point, and it was called something else. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
But it was
Clay's
Lamar
Bluff.
Point.
Clay's Bluff. That's
Lamar
it. Clay's
Point.
Bluff. And, folks, I got to tell you something. Bobby was there when we unearthed that 109-inch behemoth creature that was in the ground. Do you remember that, Bob?
I sure do. That was probably the Fouche Moline, which were the giants of Native American group of people that lived back that way. I did a lot of research on that. I have a photo of him laying down and one of the teeth that he had sitting next to it in a box here at my house.
Yeah, amazing. So, isn't that amazing?
It is.
And I
got to
tell you something, folks. The Department of Archaeology.
Pat Mays Lake.
Mays Lake. That's it, TJ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
Good job, TJ.
Yeah. Thanks to the world of computers today, I'm sure. but nevertheless, folks, that's where I was introduced to a varmint called the Chiggers. You remember that, Bob?
You introduced us all to the Chiggers, Tom. And you said, yeah, let's go this way.
I ended up in the medical clinic. I had 363 Chigger bites, folks. And I can't tell you where they were all at. It'll blow you away. But I was under medication for 3 days, and I got introduced to Chiggers real quick. But nevertheless, gosh, Bob, it's so good to hear your voice. Things well?
Things are well. It's good to be heard. That means I'm still alive. So,
well, I heard you lost a bunch
of weight. I've got to tell you, I have some incredible memories of the time that I was out there with you guys. You taught me so much. I learned so much about stuff. I went out there as a total skeptic, and you'd come into this little deli I had in Happy Camp, a little hole-in-the-wall place on the Klamath River, and you started telling me about this Bigfoot thing, and I said, well, I don't know. He says, well, I don't need to explain it to you. Why don't you come out with me? And I did. Blew my mind. The things that you were able to teach me and show me and the things that we've seen together and experienced together just totally blew my mind.
You know,
and
Bob,
I owe you a huge debt of thanks for all that. Thank you so much.
You owe me nothing, but I would like for you to tell our listeners out there, if you would, I remember when the Department of Agriculture that was right next door to you, somebody came in and was looking for coffee. He was all shaken up. They were driving on the Bigfoot Highway there, and they ran across a creature. And then you asked me to come on up there, and I did. And you and I went up on top of that hill, and what did we find, Bob?
Oh, but we've got footprints. There was all kinds of stuff up there. And not only that, but afterwards, I got to talking to some of the locals here, and probably 5 or 10 people told me they saw that same place.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It was amazing. It's across from a place called, I can't remember now, something bar down on the river, but came down through this little culvert under the road and went out to the Klamath River. And apparently this thing would come down once in a while, and he'd go down to the river, China Beach. That was where it came out. And go down there and catch fish or whatever he was doing. But it turns out the locals in the area, all of them said, oh, yeah, we've seen it. We've seen it there. So, and the person that alerted you to it worked for the Forest Service.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so.
Yeah. What was her name, Bob?
Oh, I forget her name, but I remember her name, but who was the there was a kind of a heavyset lady there that was really nice, and she started working with us for a while there. And she's the one that commissioned to have the Highway 96 renamed the Bigfoot Scenic Byway. Yeah.
By the way, somebody's just writing in right now and said, "Hey, Tom, if you wouldn't believe it, if you saw Bobby today, he lost a lot of weight. What are you down to?"
I'm under 200 pounds.
Oh, my God. So what'd you lose, 150, 160?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Quite a bit.
Now, did you do it naturally, or did you use some kind of diet?
No, I neither. I just decided I got to get a little more exercise and watch what I eat, and, you know, because I'm diabetic, too.
Yeah, so, but did you lose the diabetes by losing all that weight?
Yeah, my blood sugar's been under control, so I still have to take insulin, but instead of having to take it every day now, I take it maybe once every 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. That is just totally awesome, buddy. Listen, I've got to take care of some corporate business. I don't know if you've been watching our stock and everything. We've been going through the wall. This stuff has been going crazy as hell right now. And I got to get this 43-page contract agreement read and changed and disclosed and all that crap in the next hour. But you know what, TJ and Marco Bill, why don't you be kind enough to have Bob and Mike from Florida, because Bob was out there in Florida with us. When we remember that, Bob?
Absolutely.
Well, wait.
Absolutely.
You,
you know, you gave me an opportunity. You gave me an opportunity that doesn't fall to many people, and I'm forever grateful to you, Tom.
Oh, man. Listen,
you know, met a lot of people out there. A lot of them are full of smoke, but you're true to your word. And
thank you.
I appreciate you.
That means an awful lot to me, Bob. So you're going to hear this story. This guy's got in his freezer right now the head of a boar, wild boar, that apparently was tore off by one of these creatures. His name is Mike from Florida. He got a hold of me last week. We had him on the first part of the show. TJ will work you into it. Sorry, folks, Keith and Leo and Tweed, if you're awake from having all that booze, and Doyle, you too. Well, I'll talk to you guys down the road.
No, I don't drink no whiskey.
Yeah, no whiskey. Well, I'm sorry, that's it. Bobby, you made my night, man. TJ, Marco, make it happen with Mike and all that. Till next time, America. Kudos and salutations. Good night, Mr.
There we go.
Wherever you may be.
Bye, Tom.
Good night, my brother.
Well, here we are, TJ.
Yeah, Marco. Let's hit a commercial. Get Mike on the back end.
We already got two commercials. We don't need to.
Okay, but then let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Let me share something with you. You know, I met a lot of people out there in this field. Some of them were full of smoke. Most of them were full of smoke. Tom has a reputation for being full of smoke, and is the only one there that never, ever lied to me, never told me anything he couldn't prove, ever. So it's a crazy field out there, kind of mixed up. But there's stuff out there I know because I got to see it firsthand. So there's a guy out there who I won't mention his name, but give his calling card is a round piece of wood with his name on it, and I won't tell you what that is. But and he was a skeptic. He was out to prove, you know, this thing wasn't out there and this and that. He came out to a place we were in New York, and the owner of the property watched him go in and steal the memory chips out of our cameras.
Yep.
That's what kind of people are out in those fields. You know, and
liars and thieves.
The only, they're all out to get famous, I guess.
Now,
there's
Bobby,
a guy out there who tells us, yes.
Unicorn hunters. Florida, okay? Mike in Florida, like Dad was saying, these gentlemen, a Bigfoot tore the head off of a, two boars. Mike, you with us?
Yeah.
All right. So this was an Ocho. Say it again, Mike.
Ocala National Forest.
Say it again.
Ocala National Forest.
Ocala, that's right. So you left off last week where you were just talking about how you were coming back out and you passed the boars. Your wife or somebody was with you. No, your wife, you had to come back out. From you went home and told your wife, then you went back out and picked up the head. So start from there.
Yeah, I went and got the head, and I took my dog with me because she didn't want me to put the head in the truck while she was in there. And I let my dog out, and he turned upside down and went to blowing and snorting from the smell, I guess, because of the smell of the skunk ape. And I figured, you know, being he's an albino pit bull, he'd be going trying to grab the head or something. But he was rolling around and blowing and snorting. And then I come on home and put the head in the freezer. And then we had a refrigerator out on the back porch about 3 weeks after that. Something got in the refrigerator, got all of our meat out. Like the refrigerator wouldn't fit in the house. And then I put a chain on it. And then I said, well, a bear can't break the chain. Well, something broke the chain and had a big, big old muddy handprint that was about 13 inches long on it. And he stuck his arm in there, and I got some of the hair off the freezer where he got all the rest of my meat out another time. So I do believe they're out there.
Well, Rocky, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? This is Java Buck. Does that handprint resemble a baseball mitt? Because I've got a handprint here. The original two is in the Smithsonian, and this is a copy of it. And it's big enough to look like it's a great big baseball mitt, but it's all individual. Yeah. There's no webbing or anything on it. It's just all individual fingers. I got one like that here at the house that we found out in Texas.
Yeah, sir. That's what it looks like.
Amazing.
And the first one I seen, I didn't get to tell y'all about, was back in about 79. I was hog hunting down in over on the west coast in Florida, which is called off the Suwannee River, and that's big swamps over there. And me and my buddy was standing there one morning fixing to put a hog dog in the woods, which is a pit bull massive I had, and this thing stepped out. And it was looking at us, and I grabbed my buddy around the neck. Tears started coming to our eyes and saying, "That ain't no bear. That is not no bear near 9 foot tall." And my ex-girlfriend was laying in the back. She'd been drinking too much. She said, "What in the hell got smell?" she was passed out, and the smell from that skunk ape had woke her up. She's saying, "What kind of smell is that?" Well, then when I walked, then my buddy tells me to shoot it. I said, "I ain't shooting that thing. He liable to kill us." And when we went, about daylight, it was about 5 that morning, and about daylight we walked on down there. It was about 500 feet from where we seen him. There was a big old pile of turd on this tree that looked about 2 foot long. And that dog started blowing and snorting and grabbing the roots on a big old blowed down cypress tree. And there was a footprint there, but the water was coming across the road. I was going to town about 9 miles. I was going to get a precast off of it. By the time I went to go get it, the water washed it away.
Oh, man.
So that's when I realized they were out there. But this recent one was at the creek here about 6 months ago. And I heard them hollering down there, and that's when I found the two hogs that looked like a Kenworth hit them doing 90 miles an hour, and I know no bear wouldn't do that. They were just ripped to pieces.
Yeah, well, when I first went out with Tom, you know, I said, how are you going to convince me this thing's for real, you know, because I would, didn't have – I owned a business called Java Bob's Bigfoot Deli. Right? But I didn't really think there was a Bigfoot. I mean, to me, that was – turns out not only were there – did I – you know, after Tom took me out and showed me what he had to show me, he said – I said, how are you going to convince me? He said, I'm not going to convince you. If you want to know, just come with me. And I did. And then he and I founded a company called Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated. I turned in all the paperwork to get that company started.
Really?
He took me. Yeah, I was with him right from the very beginning. And we went out places that I never thought I'd ever be, and I learned things I never thought I'd ever learn. But I know it's out there. I know.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway,
yeah, well,
it was a life-changing experience
smell.
For me.
Yeah.
Well, I know that smell.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought
thing,
it was DJ,
man.
But no, it wasn't DJ.
Another thing, when that thing...
Let me tell you something about TJ, too. I saw him get attacked by a wild hog. You know what he did?
Uh-huh.
He kicked it in the nose with his boot, and it ran off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, dang,
that's
man,
what I'm
crazy.
I used to play with them a little bit. But
yeah.
I think these things are not bothering nobody, but when, I think them wild hogs have probably went after one of their baby little ones or something. You know, they were sick to eat them. I don't know. Yeah.
I would think they eat them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I heard that holler in that swamp. It's 2 miles in the swamp where this is at. And it's all big cypress. And I heard a holler like you never heard before. And then I heard a lighter one like a female. And that's when I knew it wasn't no bear.
Hmm.
They just let me know they were there, I guess.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Maybe old TJ can get over here and do it.
Let me ask you something there, TJ and Mike and Java. TJ is an Army, ex-Army Ranger, right? And
yeah,
also not
Army
too long
Ranger.
Ago, you guys went down, I think, to Texarkana or somewhere, and you got hog hunting, and you brought with you this old Navy SEAL, probably one of the first Navy SEALs they made, and he was with you. And so TJ gets attacked by a pig, kicks it in the nose, and it goes away. This guy gets attacked by a pig, and it tore his arm half off. God.
Yeah.
Pico.
And then Rock
pigs
and
are nasty.
Swede got to sew them back up. And they enjoyed doing
if
that.
If I'm not mistaken, pigs are pretty closely related to bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're pretty damn dirty, too.
They're bad.
Any disease
they really
you
are tough.
Any disease you can find.
Hurts in a heartbeat.
I don't think a bear would whoop two 250-pound wild hogs at one time. That's why I know it wasn't no bear. I did have the front foot, and it looked like it had been sawed off with a bandsaw that had twisted off. And I was out here training my dog with it, and my dog buried it. 2 nights later, my best friend down the road said, did you hear that hollering from that Bigfoot last night? I said, no. So that damn Bigfoot must have come up here. I don't know if he did or not. It could have been a coyote got it, but my dog buried it, the foot I had, and they said they heard a hollering that same night. So he liable to come out, had that smell on there, wanted to get that foot. Because that foot wasn't there the
wouldn't
next morning, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know. I don't know what them dogs did to him, but really weird.
Well, you know, there's
smart.
Mike,
I got a question, Mike. So, were all the body parts that were torn up, could you see a whole pig was just ripped apart, or were there any parts gone? Or
no. It just, when I was coming out of there, I scared where it was off, you know. And
it shredded them.
It shredded them like, I mean, you know, twisted an ankle off.
And the head.
I got the head. The head's twisted off at the ball right there where the ball goes to the rib cage.
to the back. I mean,
and it stinks, you know. It smells. You can smell it when it thaws out. You can smell it. It wasn't laying there no over 30 minutes when I went and got it. Because
right.
The hogs wasn't in there when I went in the woods. When I come out, the hogs were laying there.
You know, it's just, I'm sitting here trying to picture, you know, this eviscerated, mangled, torn apart hog sitting on the ground, and you know just how violent it must have been. It's probably what all the screaming you were hearing when you were fishing.
Oh, yeah,
you
that's
know?
What I heard. .22 pistol, I got out of there. If I'd have a shotgun, I might stay. But I said, I'm gonna get the hell out of here.
Sure. I mean, I could imagine what's going through your mind. If it wants to come back, is it going to tear you apart, rip you to pieces,
yeah.
Push your head off, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see any tracks?
No, it was in the pine trees where there was a lot of, pine
needle.
Straw, you know, so you couldn't see
yeah.
No tracks.
Right.
And I got kinfolk that says they heard noises down there, and they won't go back down there camping anymore. But
wow.
Did y'all look it up? Did you look it up yet on Facebook? I mean, on Google, where Ocala National Forest is loaded with them.
Yeah. No, I've heard we've
now,
been down there.
Down your way, do they refer to it as the Rougarou?
The
what? Or just Bigfoot. Rougarou.
Bigfoot.
Well, a lot of people call them skunk apes down here.
Yeah. I got some
white hair.
What they call it down in Alabama, places in Alabama and Florida.
Yeah. And I got a little chunk of hair and a cigarette cellophane in the pack that I got out of that freezer when it broke the handle flap off the freezer.
Yeah, you had
we had some experience
on
with one of the freezers, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny, Bobby. That's funny.
Hey, TJ,
oh
do you guys
God.
Remember back, you remember when you guys went out to Chuck Creel's place there a couple times? And they found
yeah,
the
down
deer.
In Florida.
They found the deer that the antlers had been torn out of his head with his brain exposed. And it had been
yep.
skunned without a knife, and the skin was ripped off and piled up next to it.
Yeah,
that's
I remember
exactly
that
the way this was.
So, I mean, a bear can't do that.
That's why this dog
you know,
is. I got
where you know these creatures can really do a number on other creatures. Ripping
yeah.
off his neck is probably no big feat.
Well, you look how tough a hog's hide is, and I got some strips of hide too that I bought in the freezer. Where you just ripped
well,
it off.
Well, tough enough
off.
They make footballs out of it.
But somebody
yeah.
was they were saying that the fingers, that small finger that they got, is a lot bigger on the hand.
Yeah.
And it looked like the fingernail or something was, you know, like razor sharp yeah. or something. And they used it.
I believe that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe that's under that finger.
Amazing.
Well, you mean,
a lot
you know
of
what
them. Yeah, by the way, I
was telling you,
but... and I put Leo on. Oh, Doyle's there, too.
Bring them all in. I'm sure they got questions.
Yeah, of course. Hey, everybody's on.
Thanks for talking to me.
Well, no,
hey, it's good talk. Good to meet you and talk
questions.
To you.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
What's up, guys?
I
want to
hear one of y'all's movies. What,
well,
what movie y'all got?
Bigfoot Lives. I think it was the first one that had the reporter on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why we did that movie.
Bob Hallmark on there with Tyler Longview.
Bob Hall is, Hallmark is the guy that you hear in that commercial that I have. That's him.
Yeah, that's a CBS reporter.
Bob Hallmark, and I'm going to have to, you know,
rethink my thinking about that.
He had a longer deal on the movie, on the video.
After he got on and did that, they wouldn't let him they wouldn't let him on the air for a while because they didn't want their audience
he
to think that the key
fired.
Reporter. Yeah, the key reporter
he almost
believed
fired,
in Bigfoot,
man.
You know. But he saw it himself. So yeah, he got in trouble for that.
My favorite incident is, and you were with him too, Bob, at the time. My favorite one is, I think it was New York, where that lady took off with the doggone infrared thing down on the
infrared.
Ground and took off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And he asked her to come back, and she just kept on going, got the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah. We had so many unique experiences out there. My gosh. Well, I wrote a book about it. I mean.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
there's a book out there. It's on Amazon. It's called Monsters, Myths, and Me.
That's right. God, Bobby, that's been so long ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Keith,
and basically what it was.
About it. Anything that's going on?
It's for sale on Amazon. It's called Monsters, Myths, and Me. And it's basically some of my field notes. Written out into this book. So,
really?
Yeah.
Amazon?
It's out there. Yeah, it's Amazon. Okay, there, it's for sale on Amazon.
That's right, Bobby.
So did you go to Amazon.com?
Yep.
Amazon.com, Monsters, Myths, and Me.
I have to get that book.
Oh, it's a great one.
It's
pretty much all your field notes.
Yeah, it's based on my field notes.
All of our recordings from all of the shows, which is on this term, it's 507 or 500 something, 550,
wow.
And on the old one, it's
wow.
400 something. So it's about almost 1,000 shows over
wow.
15 years. And I started going through it, and what I'm doing is I'm taking all of the guests that we had on that had encounters and where they had them. Put them all on one disc. Just those. Not the other ones, you know, but the real encounter ones. And there's a lot of them, guys. And from
can
that,
I tell y'all one
not
more
only
thing?
Listen to the good, some really good shows, you can find out some really neat stuff about Bigfoot. If you listen to all those shows, I guarantee you, you will learn all kinds of stuff about Bigfoot, the different things, the different species of it, everything. I mean, there are just so many different sightings of this thing. We've had so many people on.
It is all over. Remember TJ, when that guy wanted us to go to Alaska and help him work in his mine because he had Bigfoots up there all the time?
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Bringing up some memories. Whew.
Yeah. He wanted TJ and I to come out there and work in his mine to keep the Bigfoot away because it was interfering with his work.
God dang.
Did you have
can I tell you one more thing?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. I just see if it's something that he would go out all the time to see if he had anything.
Yeah.
He's been sending me pictures.
Okay. Tell us what's going up over in Alabama there, Keith.
Hey, man, I lost y'all for a second. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah,
you've been sending me pictures. So you've been out there doing a lot of stuff. What's going on?
We pulled an all-nighter the other night out of the Lee County site, and we got harassed all night long. I mean, we had them walking around the tent, throwing rocks and sticks at the tent all night. And then right about 4:30 in the morning, we heard a coyote by the farm. It was a pretty gruesome sound. Coyote would be yipping. And probably 15, 20 seconds into that, it screamed like somebody or something was tearing it in half. And right after that, you heard a real low, whoa, through the woods just went dead silent and nothing else at daybreak.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. Stuff's still happening. It's picking up everywhere.
I'd like to let everybody know.
Let me
know,
ask you a question.
Normally on all the time. Jimmy's in the hospital. He was having some hard time breathing the other day, and he went in, and he's recovering. And
who
he
is?
Could, so he couldn't tonight.
Who? Who's in the hospital?
Jimmy Boots.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. I remember. You know, he's got. We get our prayers out to him because you're right. He's recovering right now. He's doing well. I got a text from him today and cleaned up and getting better. And you know, hopefully he'll be back out there. He's got to quit them cigarettes. That'll friggin' keep him from breathing. But you know, it's good to hear that he's back up and he's getting ready to get out of the hospital and getting well. It's good to hear all that good stuff. So we got Leo out in South Carolina. Hit us up, Leo, with his last few minutes. Tell us what's going on over there, brother.
Hey, this is Leo from North Carolina. How's everybody?
Good, brother. Good.
All right.
Hey, everything is growing up in Uwari Forest, so it's been raining a little bit. So, you know, get ready to get out there and see what we can find. Got some new cameras in. I got a total of 8 cameras now. So, you're going to have cameras all over the damn place. So, I'm going to stick them out. But I apologize, guys. I hadn't been on the show in a while. Trying to make it towards retirement. Don't have like 21 months to go. And I guess I'll be full-time Bigfooter then, so.
Woo-hoo! Gets in your blood, doesn't it?
Oh, man. I'm a Bigfoot crackhead.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah. I got
but I miss you guys, man. Miss TJ and the Mr. Talking to the guys, talking to Marco and Young Blood, and talking to the old man. So love you guys, man. Can't wait to see you guys, man, here soon.
It'll be soon, brother. We'll be out there soon. You know, season starts in around May, so we'll be hitting the road.
Yeah, so good deal.
Young
good
Blood.
Deal. So
yeah, I've heard that name
right?
A long time.
Hopefully by the time I get to North Carolina, maybe I have something peeled off the camera, man. It'd be something to see.
That would be one.
You're gonna start around May, right?
Yeah. We'll pick up around May.
I'm gonna start calling around to the
well enough alone.
To the Navajos, the Apaches, all the different nations there, and Tyrone, all that stuff, and see if there's anything going on, so you guys could go out there and take a look.
Yeah,
some of the other guys.
Yeah.
I've got people all over
the
place.
Speaking of, that's what we do, brother. We travel. You know, let's reach out to our good friend up in Kentucky here, Doyle Halcombe. How's it going, Doyle?
You're done.
I am.
Yeah.
I guess Doyle's sleeping.
Oh, he just dropped off. No, he didn't.
No, he's right there. He just.
Well, I'm off, I guess.
You know,
are you with me?
I just want to thank everybody. I want Mike and Peggy in Florida.
Doyle, Doyle's here. Doyle!
There you are. Hey. A little unmute button. Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. And I'm going to make a great announcement tonight.
Go ahead.
I am officially retired as of last week from law enforcement.
Woohoo!
And I am going to spend my full-time career now with the searchingforbigfoot.com team. I got nowhere else to go, nothing else to do. I'm sitting on big fat-ass pensions. Woohoo! And I am done.
All right. That is great news, brother. You know you're
well, congratulations.
Brother.
By the way, you know what I found out when I retired? Getting tired all over again. You get a chance
well,
to get
I've
out and do things,
once.
You get tired all over again.
Hey, well.
Well,
you
the
know,
retired
and,
part
I've
of
got,
it isn't talking about your feet,
on.
It's talking about your stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joel, I ain't falling behind you, baby.
That bites to the bone.
Don't you worry about it. I tell you what, I've earned every dollar of that stomach.
Hey, Doyle, it's Leo. Hey, I ain't far behind you, brother.
Hey,
Doyle, yeah, you earned it.
Yeah.
And you were a policeman?
State trooper,
I've earned
man.
It twice now. I've earned
walking
it twice.
Walking over on people. Let's stick everyone at a time. Leo, Doyle.
Yeah, I got.
I've earned it. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm not far behind you, Doyle. I got 21 more months, and I'll be done.
Hey, God bless you, brother. When you get done, please lay it down and be
y'all
done.
Get an invitation to the retirement party. Trust me.
No, don't you worry. I'll come over there and throw it down for you. I'll bring a whole damn prime rib up there and cook it for you.
I appreciate it, bro.
That sounds like my kind
Anybody
of people.
Anybody gets rid of this business can do it, baby. We can do it.
There you go. There you go. Well, guys.
But we are done. We are done, and now we're Bigfoot hunters. Bigfoot hunters from now on.
Bigfoot hunting.
Right on.
Everyone's Bigfoot.
Are we saying goodbye?
Hello? Hello?
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Tom Biscardi, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right.